Welcome to Behind the Music, brought to you by the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. Join us as we go behind the scenes with our talented musicians and guests to speak candidly about their musical journey and reveal interesting snippets about upcoming concerts. And now, here's your host, the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra Music Director and Conductor, Fuad Fakhoury.
Welcome to this episode of Behind the Music. I'm your host, Fuad Fakhoury. Welcome to the first podcast of our 2023-24 concert season. Our guest today is Dave Alexander. Dave has had a long and highly successful career with a long list of awards, Grammy nominations, and Hall of Fame inductions, which all perfectly reflect his love for Texas music. Dave, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Wonderful. Dave, can you please tell our listeners a little bit, share with them about how it all began for you?
Oh, well, I'd have to back way up. I come from a long line of musicians, first of all. My father and grandfather and great-grandfather were all conductors and teachers and musicians of their own. And when I came along, my grandfather on one side was all musicians, as I mentioned. The other side were all ranchers and farmers on my mother's side. So I kind of got the best of both worlds in music and sort of the agricultural world, if you will. And so to bring us up to where we are now, through a long line, I've attended the University of North Texas and studied there. I studied jazz, actually, there. My father was a jazz musician. However, in order to study jazz, I had to keep a B average or better in my classical studies. And I was always a classical music lover. My worlds came together and musically in that during COVID, I wanted to finish this project, and I'd always enjoyed the beautiful music of symphonic music of Western songs and Western music, from the big screen to the cowboy songs to a lot of all of that. So, and really that pretty much puts it all together from where I come from and why I'm here today doing what I'm doing today.
Oh, well, that's terrific. You know, I have to tell you, we have two out of the three things that you mentioned, we have two things in common. So I too come from a long line of musicians, great, just like you, father, my great-grandfather, my great-grandfather, and I went to North Texas as well.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that. About that? The Eagles roll on, aren't they?
That's right. The only thing that's missing is I have very limited experience in farming. But
All right. We won't need to worry about that right now, really, especially this concert time of year in Texas.
That's right. So you've performed and recorded with some of the real greats of country and Western music. Is there a performance or a performer that really stands out to you as you look back and or any particular memorable experiences that you can share with our listeners?
You know, growing up in a musical family and working with my father, also worked with some people of, he was Bob Hope's conductor, for instance, and people would come through our house who were named and important people in the music industry. But to me, they were all just folks and friends. And that's the great thing about the country music people that I've worked with. And, you know, I hate to drop names, but two of my favorites being Willie Nelson and George Strait, and a few people like that, whom I began working with years ago at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And probably my most memorable experience was when you share the crowd with great stars like that, it's pretty intimidating sometimes, I guess I could say. And my last performance with George Strait was the largest indoor concert in world history. 104,000 people showed up for that concert, and indoors. And to hear that crowd when we came out on stage was a moment I'll never forget. And I said to myself, this is what these guys get every night. I mean, here I am just sharing it with them, but it's just a normal day for them. But that's probably my most memorable experience. And my time with Willie Nelson has been a great time. And we're going to be doing a number of Willie's that I just love on the show this year, this time. And I just love his music and approach, but they're all really good people also. So that's a really great part about it.
That's great. That's wonderful. And for this concert, you'll be bringing the Quaby sisters with you to Wichita Falls, right?
That's right. That's right.
So can you tell us a little bit about that relationship and how you sort of connected with them?
Yes. Well, being in the Western swing industry here in Texas, and you get to know a lot of Texas fiddlers. And early in my career, there were these three little girls from Crum, Texas, and they were three fiddlers. And and the Quaby sisters, and I met them early in their career and watched them go. And a few people that I'd worked with were helping them in their career and in their learning experiences. And so as they grew up and became great musicians in their own right, we got the opportunity to work together. I'd played with a group from Austin called Asleep at the Wheel for 14 years. And we were always bringing in guests and special people to come play with us and to promote Western music and Bob Wills style of Texas music. And when the Quabies made that list, I was thrilled. And so the Quabies were on our play, A Ride with Bob, that we took around the country and to the Kennedy Center and just all over Texas and everywhere. And got a chance to work with them then. They're three-part harmony vocalists and fiddle players, so they just are almost a... They're just a hit everywhere they go. They're so fantastic, lovely ladies, and I've just enjoyed watching them grow up and become great musicians.
That's wonderful. And just for our listeners, can you tell us about how many songs they will be performing on the concert?
I believe the five or six. I've arranged the Willie Nelson song for them. It'll be the first time that we perform that one. So we have five to begin with, and then this new one that we've added will be six. I believe.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's great. And speaking of this idea of, you know, arranging, can you tell the listeners about the process that you have gone through to prepare these Western swing classics for orchestra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I started a long time ago. It really started over 10 years ago where I began. I was the house pianist for the Meyerson Symphony Center there for the Dallas Orchestra for 30 years. Okay. So, and one of the great things about that, I played all the receptions and I played pre-dinner. I did everything before the symphony. I didn't play in the symphony. I played before and just part of their things. And but I got to go to the symphony every day, every time. So I've been to practically so many shows and watched the symphony and become a part of them. And so I just knew that this music would really sound fantastic with an orchestra. And it began with orchestra, really began, okay, cowboy music, kind of the campfire and the cowboy on the trail. But when the big screen came into play in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, this music became orchestrated and people, you know, just began to make these great arrangements. And having worked with the symphony, with the Dallas Symphony and in their area and at the Meyerson all the time, I've watched the pop concerts begin to grow and how they evolved. And a gentleman from New York, Jeff Tysick, became our pops conductor. And he really helped me realize that there are no fences. In other words, you'll appreciate this. During one of my first performances with him, his first performance was actually with the Quaby sisters there in Dallas. My first performance to watch him, he was just conducting along. I don't even remember. I saw so many of them, which one it was. But suddenly he dropped the stick, reached down and grabbed a shepherd's crook cornet, turned around and started playing a solo from the conductor's stand, no less. I had never seen that before. And so really that helped put all this together. And then my time during COVID, when things were quite slow, I did different things in the agricultural world during the day. And to keep sane and keep my foot in the music business, I started really, really arranging and working hard to complete these particular songs.
That's great. You know, we've performed, speaking of Jeff Tysick, we've performed a number of his arrangements. He's a brilliant arranger and a very good conductor too. Yeah?
Yes, he is.
So,
yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's great.
So if someone thinking of attending our November 4th concert doesn't really associate a symphony concert with country music,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell them? And I think you spoke to that, but what would you tell them to encourage them to attend this particular performance?
I think I would start with the idea that it's different, it's new, but of something a very Texas style. I think that's where I would begin, is that it's such a representation of Texas music. Cindy Walker, Bob Wills, and the Texas Playboys, they're all a part of this, Asleep at the Wheel, George Strait, all of it comes together, and there's a little bit of something for everyone of all ages. I know that there'll be people that remember the Bob Wills band and actually saw them perform. And there'll be people who've never seen Bob Wills, haven't heard of him, but loves George Strait or Willie Nelson. And knowing that it's that style of music, I think that helps encourage them to attend symphonic performances, so they just realize, they'll realize how much they do enjoy it, and I think it'll encourage them to come back. We've noticed now with the way, you know, how you can track so much by computer and internet and everything, we're inspiring people to come back to symphony performances, people who would have maybe never come before. They're inspired enough from our show that they're buying tickets. We're able to track those tickets of the new buys. And, you know, they always say, well, there's a lot of hats in the audience when we show up, but they didn't realize how much they would enjoy it. And I think they maybe categorize it as strictly classical music, and they'll even like that after they begin to hear what this symphony can do, you know?
That's right. And, you know, I mean, I think you touch upon something that I always say. I mean, it is, at the end of the day, it's just music and it's live music. And right. If you can come and just enjoy the experience and, you know, come with a fresh set of ears, that's all I mm-hmm. always ask of our exactly. audience, is just come willing to listen. And you're going to be, for this concert, especially for me, I can't wait to experience something new and to hear this type of music performed with an orchestra. It's just a special treat, at least certainly yeah. for me. I can't wait.
Yeah. I appreciate that so much. That means so much to me. And you're exactly right. I'm like, give it a chance. You're going to like it. I guarantee. And they exactly. do. And they, you know, we're very, we appreciate the musicianship of these wonderful musicians. And I just have to tell you, when we just recorded an album, we finished an album of all of this. And some of these, you know, if you've recorded, which I know you have many times, you know, you can run into problems. And these great musicians, they're like one takers. I couldn't believe how fantastic these musicians are. And I know that some of these musicians of the Wichita Falls Symphony are of that caliber, because some of them are people I've known for years. And because of North Texas, we all have that connection. I know what right. to expect. The people are just going to be blown away by the musicianship. And then adding to music that you like. What more could you ask, if especially in Texas? And I think I'm really excited about it.
That's wonderful. That's great. I'm excited about it too, and can't wait to work together. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
It really was a pleasure to speak to you, and we very much are looking forward to an exciting concert with you and the Quaby sisters.
We are too. We thank you very much. I appreciate your efforts and your open mind, and I understand now, if you're a North Texas guy, I feel like I've got a buddy on stage with me. But I really do want to take this moment to thank you, because conductors are the first where we have to begin, besides the great administration of the Wichita Falls. It's you and I getting this together, and the open mind to continue great music, no matter what we're making, whatever it is, that's what we're trying to raise the bar. And I appreciate you very much. Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to it. Thank you again. Join us with your family and friends at Memorial Auditorium on November 4th for an exciting opening to our 76th season. Tickets are available online or by calling the WFSO office. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you can get new episodes as soon as they are released.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Behind the Music, hosted by Fuad Fakhoury of the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. To check out more information about upcoming concerts and to purchase concert tickets, visit our website at www.wfso.org. That's wfso.org. If you have enjoyed the show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time.